What if the devastating 90% startup failure rate wasn't inevitable, but simply the result of a broken system? Gregory Shepard challenges this accepted statistic with a revolutionary framework born from 1,200-plus founder interviews and his own journey of building and selling 12 successful businesses. The traditional Silicon Valley model expects most startups to fail, while banking on one unicorn to cover 29 failures. Great for portfolio investors, devastating for individual founders with one shot at success. But Shepard discovered something remarkable. Startup failure follows predictable patterns. Most ventures collapse because they build the wrong management teams, target inappropriate customers, overlook exit strategies, or follow misguided advice. The good news? These failures are preventable through a systematic approach. Entrepreneurship isn't mysterious magic. It's a science with predictable outcomes when followed correctly. Shepard's own journey from a neurodivergent weird kid to successful serial entrepreneur proves that anyone with determination can succeed using these principles. Every successful startup journey begins with a comprehensive vision phase, establishing your North Star that guides all future decisions. This isn't just a fluffy mission statement, but a detailed blueprint covering your ecosystem, market analysis, customer profiles, and exit strategy. Creating your ecosystem map provides a visual representation of your startup's universe, identifying customers, partners, competitors, and potential acquirers. Market analysis involves understanding your serviceable, obtainable market, what you can realistically capture in the next 12 months, serviceable, addressable market, what you could capture with proper funding, and total addressable market, the theoretical maximum. The product phase transforms vision into tangible reality through strategic prototyping and minimum viable product development. The goal isn't perfection, but validation of core assumptions before committing substantial resources. Market research shows that misreading customer needs causes 42% of startup failures, the single largest contributor to startup mortality. Consider the segue. Despite groundbreaking technology, they invested heavily in sophisticated, expensive vehicles that proved too impractical for everyday use, demonstrating how revolutionary technology can fail without proper customer validation. Successful founders embrace an iterative philosophy. Continuous improvement is better than delayed perfection. Dropbox exemplified this approach with their initial MVP, simply a video demonstration of their proposed file-sharing service, which generated thousands of signups before writing significant code. The go-to-market phase requires a sophisticated strategy, integrating product positioning, content marketing, and sales pipeline management. Modern GTM strategies have evolved beyond traditional push marketing to embrace inbound methodology that attracts prospects through valuable content distributed across multiple channels, transforming marketing from interruption-based advertising to value-based attraction. As Steve Jobs noted, get closer than ever to your customers, so close that you tell them what they need well before they realize it themselves. The growth phase focuses on scaling operations, increasing revenues while improving profit margins. Unlike simple growth that adds resources linearly, scaling creates economies of scale, where revenues increase without proportional cost increases. The key is maintaining a controlled burn that balances expansion with operational capacity. During this phase, startups focus on three key valuation drivers: growth, increase in customers and revenue, margin, what remains after costs, and retention, maintaining customers over time. The middle phases transform a validated product into a sustainable, scalable business machine ready for acquisition. Standardization makes company methods uniform throughout the organization, essentially creating a guidebook for what successful employees do. This prevents the Bob problem when key employees leave and take critical knowledge with them. At Shepard's company, teams with standardized best practices generated 5 times more revenue per employee than those without such standards. Optimization applies continuous improvement principles to eliminate waste and increase efficiency. Using the Japanese Kaizen methodology, change for better, startups identify and address root causes of problems rather than just treating symptoms. The 5 whys technique, asking why 5 times about a failure, helps uncover underlying issues that might otherwise remain hidden. These processes create a well-oiled machine that operates efficiently and effectively, making the company more attractive to potential acquirers while increasing profitability and sustainability. Shepherd counterintuitively advises founders to plan their exit strategy from day one. Like screenwriters who begin with the ending, founders should identify potential acquirers and understand what they value most. This approach prevents costly pivots and aligns business decisions with the goal of a successful acquisition. Acquirers buy businesses either to make money, top-line revenue, or save money, bottom-line profit. Financial acquisitions focus on current value metrics, while strategic acquisitions target future potential through cross-selling or operational synergies. To maximize exit value, founders should research ideal acquirer profiles by studying historical acquisitions, analyzing comparable deals, and understanding market trends. With this knowledge, founders can set realistic exit targets and work backward to establish KPIs that demonstrate value to potential buyers. The exit phase culminates all previous work by finding the right acquirer and maximizing value. Begin this process 18 to 24 months before your intended exit to build relationships and negotiate effectively. Successful exits require alignment with potential acquirers across 3 validation points: customer synergy, mutual selling opportunities, technology integration, efficient system merging, and culture alignment, team compatibility. Building partnerships with target acquirers provides insights while giving them exposure to your product, customers, and operations. Consider bringing potential acquirers in as investors with contract language that includes buying opportunities, deadlines, and pre-negotiated prices based on agreed multiples. Throughout this process, maintain control of the narrative and develop relationships with 3 to 5 potential acquirers simultaneously to create competition and maximize valuation. As Shepherd discovered when his first deal collapsed, persistence is crucial. Securing the right exit often requires multiple attempts. A successful exit marks the beginning of a new phase with both freedom and responsibility. Unlike oil tycoon H.L. Hunt, who viewed money as keeping score, Shepherd sees wealth's true value as the freedom it provides, the ability to rewrite rules and pursue what matters. This transforms entrepreneurship from money-making into a vehicle for meaningful change. Successful founders often redirect their energy toward mentoring other entrepreneurs, investing in startups, or establishing charitable foundations aligned with their values. Entrepreneurship is undergoing a transformation as traditional gatekeepers lose power. Self-taught entrepreneurs now leverage technology and digital platforms to bypass historical barriers, particularly significant for marginalized groups who can access previously unavailable resources, knowledge, and markets. Online learning platforms, no-code tools, and global marketplaces have leveled the playing field. Shepherd's vision of altruistic capitalism represents how successful entrepreneurs can impact society by mentoring, investing in, and supporting emerging founders from their communities. In an era where the top 1% in the U.S. hold over 30% of wealth, while the bottom 50% have just 2.5%, this approach offers a pathway to more equitable opportunity. Successful exits often create between 5 to 50 new millionaires among early employees, spreading wealth beyond founders. As Shepherd's mother wisely noted, "If you think because you're small you don't matter, then you have never spent a night in a tent with a mosquito." Even small startups can make significant impact when built with purpose and executed with precision.